Lord, we thank you that you have told us stories in the Bible that from them we can learn the great truths about our God and our need of him.
主主啊，我们感谢您呢，就是说您呢在圣经里给我们讲了这样的故事，所以呢，我们可以从他们里面学到呢，就是说是啊，那个关于我们的神，也学到我们要去需要神。
So again, teach us this afternoon, we pray.
所以再次呢，今天下午教导我们祷告。
And we ask it in Jesus' name.
我们祈求这就是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
All right. So.Here are some of the blessings that God says he will give to the people who follow him.
下面这些就是一些福气，就是神说呢，他赐给那些呢跟从他的人。
And we got down to the end of verse 26 last time. We'll pick it up in 27.
我们上次停到26节，今天要从第27节开始讲起来。
He says, I will send my fear before you.I will cause confusion among all the people to whom you come, and I will make all your enemies turn their backs to you.
所以我要打发惊骇行在你们前面，除灭你们所到之处的众民，又要使你的一切仇敌转背逃跑。
These are wonderful promises.
这是一个非常奇妙的应许。
He says, I will send my fear before you.
他说我要打发惊骇行在你们前面。
And basically the stories about what God has done go before the Christian, and sometimes the people are very distressed by it.
所以呢基本上呢就是说是基督徒呢就是说跟着呢这个神要他们所去的地方，但是有些时候呢我们的前方呢的事情呢感到压力很大。
I will send my fear before you.
所以我要打发惊骇行在你们前面。
So there's a story about a man who operated orphanages.
所以有一个那个故事关于一个人呢，他开了个孤儿院。
He was a powerful man of God whose name escapes me right now, but someone will tell me.
因为他是一个非常守神的大能的人，他的名字呢我现在想不起来，一会儿有人可能告诉我。
George Mueller was his name.
George Mueller 是他的名字。
He prayed a lot.
他呢祷告，他祷告大量的祷告。
God answered his prayer in wonderful ways.
所以神呢就是回应了他的祷告一种奇妙的方式。
And the fear of the Lord went before him.
所以呢就是神的那个就是惊骇行在他前面。
He needed to buy some more property so that he could house some more children in his orphanages.
所以他要买一些地产呢，这样可以帮助他去做他的那个孤儿院的那个事业。
So he went to a particular man. He said, I want to buy your property.
所以呢他找到了一个特别的人，他说我要买你的房产。
He said, I will give you, and he named the price fair market value for the property.
所以呢他就出了一个价，这个价呢是在当时的市场价来看呢非常公平的。
The man said, oh no, my property is worth far more than that. You can, I need far more than that.
所以呢他就说呢不我在这个地产的价值远远超过那个。
He went to his friend.
他就找他朋友。
He said to his friend, George Mueller wants to buy my property. I told him I won't sell it for anything less than this.
他说呢 ,George Mueller 想买我的房产，我告诉他呢，除非他出这个价，也低于这个价，我就不会卖给他。
His friend said to him, are you crazy?
他的朋友说，那你疯了吗？
He said, that man knows God.
说那个人认识神。
He says, if you don't sell it to him at a good price, God will kill you, and then your widow will sell it to you at a good price.
但是呢如果你不卖给他呢神呢会把你给杀了，杀了然后你的寡妇呢就会把那个按照那个价钱再卖给他。
So anyway, he finally went to bed that night, and as he was going to sleep,
所以呢最终呢他那天晚上呢上床睡觉。
He elbowed his wife, and he said, He said, if I die before the morning, Mueller gets that place for the price he offered me.
他用那个肘子推了一下他的那个妻子，他说呢，如果我早晨起来之前我死了，那么说那你要按照 George Miller 出的那个价，把那个地产卖给他。
Well, that's just one story. God's fear often goes before people. They say, "Oh, you believe in God? Oh."
因为这是其中一个故事，那么说呢，神呢的惊骇了，从让临到某些人面前，让他们害怕。他们说：“你相信神？”哦。
God will help all of you. Yes, Kathy.
Yeah, I want to ask a question. Is that a good testimony,
Father?
Is that a good testimony?
Yeah, for those unbelievers. Well, it's good testimony in that they didn't understand God very well, but they knew that.God answers prayer, and God will help the Christian.
那凯蒂问是不是一个好的见证？他说呢，这个对那些人来说呢，不信神的人他们是不理解的。但是呢，对我们基督徒来说呢，神呢会回应我们的祷告，神会帮助基督徒的。
Verse 28 says, "I will send hornets before you; they shall drive out the Hivite, the Canaanite, the Hittite from before you."
约十八节说：“我要打发狂风飞在你们前面，把西魏人、迦南人、赫人赶出去。”
How does God defeat the enemy?
神怎么打败敌人的？
Sometimes in a very miraculous way, He even sends hornets when He wants them to go.
所以有时候呢，神以一种神奇的方式，就算呢这里呢他打发狂风去。
The Bible story is always the same.Believe God, obey God, follow God, He'll take care of you.
所以圣经里面的总是这么简单的，你去相信神，你去顺服神，神呢，他就会照顾你的。
And He will do it one way, or He'll do it another way, but He will do it.
他呢，或者以这种方式去做，或者以另外一种方式去做，但是他一定会做。
He says verse 29,I will not drive them out from before you in one year, lest the land become desolate and the beasts of the field become too numerous for you.
第二十九节说，我不在一年之内将他们从你面前赶出去，恐怕地成为荒凉，野地的兽多起来害你。
God says, I'm going to give you all that land.
神说呢，我要赐给你们那所有的土地。
But I'm not going to give it to you all in the first year.
但是呢，并不是第一年呢，我都会赐给你们。
I'll give it to you slowly, one piece at a time.
我要慢慢的给你们一次给一块。
You become a Christian.
你成为基督徒。
God says, I'm going to take your life and I'm going to change it. I'm going to fill you with all kinds of goodness. I'm going to do wonderful things for you.
你是说呢，我要使用你的生命，我要呢，就是说是啊，在你的人生里呢，把所有的那些啊美事呢，都充满在你里面。
But he doesn't all do it in the first year.
但是并不是第一年就都做了。
He keeps doing things, giving things, changing your life. He keeps his work on you for a long time.
但他一直呢就赐给你这样的事那样的事去改变你的人生改变你的生命这样呢他在你身上做工呢要很久。
How long does it take for a baby to become a man?
一个婴儿要花多长时间长成一位成人
Well, sometimes 20 years.
有时候呢20年。
And sometimes a lot longer.
有时候呢更长。
Okay, and God says, I'm going to train you just like the Egyptians, just like the Israelites. I'll train you and train you and train you and train you. Don't be impatient. I'll keep training you. You keep following. You keep growing.
所以这个里面呢，就是神说呢，对以色列人说呢，我要一直信赖你们，信赖你们，信赖你们，不要失去耐心，我会一直看顾你，一直信赖你，你们要跟从我。
He says, I will set your bounds, verse 31. I will set your bounds from the Red Sea to the Sea of the Philistines and from the desert to the river. For I will deliver the inhabitants of the land into your hand
And you shall drive them out before you.
第三十一节说，我要定你的境界，从红海直到腓利士海，又从旷野直到大河。我要将那地的居民交在你手中，你要将他们从你们面前赶出去。
And so the geography here would be, I will set your bounds from the Red Sea in the south to the Sea of the Philistines. That would be the Mediterranean Sea in the west.From the desert in the south to the river of Euphrates in the north. Big tract of land.
所以这个呢神说呢就我要定你的境界。境界呢就是从那个红海。红海呢这个应该就是说南面。南面呢那么说呢就腓利士海。腓利士海呢就是地中海。地中海这个应该就是到了西面。西面就是从旷野呢直到大河呢这应该就是从那个北面到东面就是一大片地。
He says, I will, deliver them into your hand, and you shall drive them out from before you.
他说呢，我要将那地的居民交在你手中，你要将他们从你面前赶出去。
So slowly, the geography that they possess would increase, and they would go larger and larger and larger.
所以这个慢慢的，他们那个地理位置呢会不断的增长，他们那个地呢会变得越来越大，越来越大。
Verse 32, you shall make no covenant with them, nor with their gods.
第32节说不可和他们并他们的神立约。
They shall not dwell in your land, lest they make you sin against me. For if you serve their gods, it will surely be a snare to you.
第33节说他们不可住在你的地上恐怕他们使你得罪我因为你若服侍他们的神这必成为你的网罗。
So what would happen to the people who were in the lands before the children of Israel conquered them?
所以呢在那里
What would happen to them?
所以在他们身上发生什么呢就是在那片土地上的人在那个以色列人征服那片土地之前在他们身上发生了什么呢
Well, some of them would run away.
他们有些人已经跑了。
And the others would stay, but when they did stay, they were to be.
所以呢，他们另外的人呢，他们也会留下来。留下来，如果他们真留下来，他们会成为。
They were to be killed.
他们会被杀了。
Wow, was that fair?
哇，这公平吗
？It's their land. They've been on it for a long time, and now the Israelites come and.The Israelites kill them.
这是他们的土地，他们在那里住了很久。那么以色列人来了以后呢，把他们都杀了。
Why would the Israelites kill them?
以色列人为什么要杀他们
？Because they were all guilty of death.
因为他们都有罪，该死。
We've read many of the laws of the Israelites, the laws that God gave them. And you remember, we read, if they did this, they were to die. If they did that, they were to die. If they did that, they were to die.
因为呢我们读了很多呢神赐给以色列人的那样的法律。法律说呢如果你做这个你要被杀你要做这个你被杀你做那个也要被杀。
Why were they all to die?
他们为什么都要被杀呢
Because they had all done things worthy of death, that's why.
因为他们所有做的事情都该死，这就是为什么。
There's two ways of putting people to death. One is to give them a trial. Each one gets his own trial.
所以两种方式去处死人，其中一个呢就是先审判他们。
Or you conquer the whole bunch of them and you kill them and then God gives them the trial afterwards.
所以呢或者说呢你把他们的土地征服了把他们全都杀掉那么在这之后呢神再来审判他们。
So again, was it fair for God to kill all these people?
所以就是再次就是说是神把这些人都杀了是公平的吗
?Yes.
是的。
Many of them were murderers, and so they deserve to die.
他们中间很多人是杀人犯所以他们该死。
Many of them were adulterers, and they deserve to die.
很多他们中间人呢行淫乱，所以他们也该死。
Many of them had taken others kidnap, and consequently, they were worthy to die. They were required to die.
所以这个里面呢，他们中间很多人呢都绑架别人，他们绑架了，所以他们呢就是必须要死。
We often think that these people weren't really that bad. God says, yes, they are that bad. That's why I'm giving you that land. These people are really bad people.
因为我们通常呢会被告知呢这些人没有那么坏，但是神跟以色列人说呢，我要把这片土地给你们，因为他们都是一些非常坏的人，因此我要把他们全杀掉，然后把这片土地赐给你们。
So verse 32, you shall make no covenant with them. Don't enter into a contract with them. They will promise anything, but they are wicked sinners. They must be put to death.
这个里面呢，就是说第三十二节说，不要跟他们立约。立约呢，就是说是如果呢，他们你跟他们立约呢，也许呢会有些约束，因为他们所有都是一些非常邪恶的恶人，他们都该死。
Verse 33, they shall not dwell in your land, lest they make you to sin against me. For if you serve their gods, it will surely be a snare to you.
第三十三节说，你们不可住在，他们不可住在你的地上，恐怕他们使你得罪我，因为你若服侍他们的神，这必成为你的网罗。
Why were they put to death? Because they were great sinners. That's the reason from their perspective.
所以他们为什么要被治死呢？是因为他们是大的罪人，这是他们那部分，他们那方面的原因。
Why were they put to death from the perspective of theof the Israelites.
所以呢，他们为什么要被治死呢？从以色列人的观点去看呢？
If they weren't put to death, they would cause the Israelites to do bad things.
如果他们不被治死的话呢，他们会引起以色列人去干坏事。
To be like them.
就像他们一样。
So we have laws in Canada today.
我们今天加拿大有这样的法律。
And when people do bad things, we often just put them in prison.
所以当一些人干坏事的时候呢，我们通常呢是把他们关在监狱里去。
Why do we put them in prison?
为什么我们要把他关在监狱里呢？
Number one, because they're bad people and they don't deserve freedom.
所以呢，第一个呢，他们是坏人，他们不配得到自由。
And number two, if we left them on the street, they would encourage other people to be bad with them.
所以第二条呢，如果我们让他们在街大街上到处跑，他们会去影响其他的人，和他们一起干坏事。
So we send them away to prison so that other people won't have to be around them, so that they won't learn to be bad like them.
所以呢，我们把他们关在监狱里头去呢，那他们其他的人呢就不会在他们周围，他们就不会像跟他们一样学坏了。
So these are the laws then that.The Lord had given to Moses, and so up to this point, we've had the law that came from the mountain, the Ten Commandments, and then following that, other laws that the Lord expects His people to follow.
所以这个里面就是神呢，通过摩西呢给他们的律法，给他们的律法呢，这个是从这从前面十诫开始就一直去赐给他们的这样的一些法律，要他们去遵循的。
So what happens next?
下一步是什么呢?
Well, verse 24. Now God said to Moses, Come up to the Lord, you and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel, and worship from afar.
第二十四章第一节说呢，耶和华对摩西说，你和亚伦、拿达、亚比户，并以色列长老中的70人都要上我这里来，远远的敬拜。
So he said, you've heard all the rules.You've heard the instructions. Now, I want Moses and Aaron and Nadab and Abihu to come up to the mountain.
所以呢，他说呢，你们听到这么多的规则，也听到了这么多指示。神说呢，现在呢，我要摩西、亚伦、拿达、亚比户，还有那些长老七十人来我这里。
Who was Moses?
谁是摩西？
He was the man designated by God to lead the children of Israel.
他是神呢任命的这样一个人去带领以色列人的。
Who was Aaron?
谁是亚伦？
Well, Aaron was the high priest. He was the go-between, between the people and God, God and the people.
所以呢，亚伦是最高祭司，他是那样一个呢，就是在中间的人，他是在把人带到神那里，把神带到人这里来。
who were Nadab and Abihu?
所以拿达和亚比户是谁呢？
Well, they were the two eldest sons of Aaron.
他们两个呢是亚能的两个年纪最长的儿子。
And then there were 70 elders. So why were the 70 elders there?
所以七十个长老，为什么有七十个长老在那里呢？
Because they were responsible for the administration of the people.
因为他们的职责呢就是服侍人民。
Aaron was there because he was a priest to be the director of the relationship between them and God.
所以呢就是说是亚能在那里的人，因为他是那个主管，就是人和神之间的关系的这样一个。
Why Nadab and Abihu?
那么拿达和亚比户为什么在那里呢？
Well, they were to follow after the teaching of the life of Aaron, rather, they were to follow after that so that the work of God could carry on with the people. They were the next generation priests.
所以他们是呢，就是说是在亚能呢去世以后呢，他们要接棒的那两个人，他们呢在下一代人中间，这个祭司呢要在他们身上继续下去。
So they all went up to the mountain to meet God and to ensure that the people were going to follow what God had taught them.
因为他们所有的人都到那个山上去呢见神，就是确保呢，就是神呢，他们的那些人民呢，能够遵从神的指示。
Verse 2, and Moses alone shall come near to the Lord, but they shall not come near, nor shall the people go up with him.
第二节说，唯独摩西可以亲近耶和华，他们却不可亲近百姓，也不可和他一起上来。
So remember, God is holy, and people just don't walk in and say, "Hi, I'm here."
也记住呢，就是神是圣洁的，人们呢不可能就是走到那里说啊，你好，我在这里。
All right, so verse 3 says, "So Moses came and told the people all the words of the Lord and all the judgments, and all the people answered with one voice and said, "All the words which the Lord has said, we will do."
第三节呢，摩西下山将耶和华所说的话和典章都告诉百姓，众百姓其实回答说，耶和华所说的一切话我们都必遵行。
Okay, so Moses made sure they all understood what it was the Lord required, and then they said, all that the Lord has said, we will do. We'll do whatever God wants.
在这个里面，摩西呢，他呢要确保呢，他们那些人呢都理解神说的话。但是这些人呢听到以后，他们怎么说呢？耶和华所说的一切话，我们都必遵行。
Why did they say that?
他们为什么要那么说呢？
Well, in part, they probably said it because they were afraid.
所以呢，部分原因是呢，他们那么说呢，是因为他们害怕。
God had spoken to them with voices that were louder than thunder, and they were terrorized when God spoke to them, and they basically said, yes, 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 I'll do whatever you want me to do.
所以神呢，他跟他们讲话的时候，他那个声音呢比雷声还大，所以他们那些人呢都非常的惊恐，所以他们说呢，啊，是的，是的，是的，不管你说什么，我们都照着做。
And that's the end of the story, isn't it?
这不是故事的结尾，是不是呢？
They lived happily ever after. Everything was wonderful, and that was the end of it.
因为就是你要读到那个地方的每一件事情都非常的好，那这并不是故事的结尾。
No, that's not the end of the story.
这并不是故事的结尾。
Some people say, I trusted the Lord. I was in trouble. I prayed. I asked God to help me, and He helped me. And I said, I'll do anything you want.
因为有些人说呢，我呢有麻烦了呢，我呢就就祷告呢，神呢就帮助了我，回应了我，然后呢我就说呢，神要我做任何事，我就做。
Now here's the question: How long did the thief on the cross live after he trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as his Savior?
所以这里是个问题，那个在十字架上那个强盗，当他信了主耶稣基督为他的救主以后，他活了多久呢？
2 hours?
两个小时。
Maybe even 3 hours.
也许三个小时。
Okay, how long do most people live after they trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior?
Okay, 就是那么说呢，大多数人当他们相信了主耶稣基督为他们救主以后，他们要活多久呢？
Some people say 10 years.
一人说十年。
Some people say 40 years.
一人说四十年。
Some people say 80 years.
一人说八十年。
Some people say a lot more than that.
一人说那远远比这个要长得多。
Why didn't God take you to heaven right away as soon as you said, I believe you?
为什么神呢就是不在你说呢我相信了你以后马上把你带到天堂去呢
Because he's got plans for you, he's got work for you, and he's got the opportunity for you to prove to him that you really do believe.
因为他在你身上有计划他有工作要你做他也给你的那个计划呢也是要你去做一些事情去证明你是真的相信他。
Anybody can say, I believe.
任何人都可以说我信了。
How do you know if a person says, I believe, how do you know whether it's true or not?
一个人说我信了那么说你怎么知道他说的是真的还是假的
Well, you wait and see whether in the issues of life that person believes or doesn't believe. It's very simple.
你就等等看，等等看呢。当这个人的人生中出现问题以后呢，他是真信还是假信？这个非常简单。
So the people said all the words which the Lord has said we will do.
以色列人说呢，耶和华所说的一切话，我们都必遵循。
And Moses wrote all the words of the Lord.
所以呢，摩西把耶和华所有的话都写上。
How long did that take him?
要花多长时间呢
？Well, that was quite a lot to write out.
要写很多东西了。
Moses wrote it all out.
摩西呢，把所有的写上。
And he arose early in the morning.
清早起来。
I'm not sure what he meant by he rose early in the morning. Do you think he wrote out the words all night?
因为就是说，我不确定那个清早到底是什么时候。你认为他整夜都在写那个话吗？
I read the story about some Christians in China.
我读到一些就是在中国的基督徒的故事。
They trusted the Lord. The problem is they didn't have a Bible.
他们相信了主，这问题是他们没有圣经。
They met somebody who did have a Bible.
他们碰到真有圣经的人。
And they said to him, "Excuse me, but could we borrow your Bible?"
他们说呢，哎，不好意思，我能不能够借一下你的圣经
？And the man said, "Well, you can borrow it, but just for one day."
那个人说呢，你可以借，但是只能借一天。
They said, "We want to borrow it overnight."
他说我们想借呢，就是说是超过一晚上。
And so the man who owned the Bible went to sleep.
所以那个有圣经那个人呢，他睡觉了。
And those who borrowed the Bible.Got their pen and paper, and all night long they copied the verses one after another, after another, and in the morning they gave the Bible back, but they had written some of the Bible on the paper so that they would have it.
这里面呢，他们那些人呢，整夜的都在抄圣经，把这些经文抄下来，把那些经文抄下来，所以早晨的时候呢，他们可以把这个圣经呢还给那个人，然后呢，他们至少有一部分的圣经在他们手上，他们可以读。
So do you admire those people who did that?
你尊重那些做这些事的人吗
？You say, yeah. That's real belief. That's wonderful.
你说那这个太好了，这是很奇妙。
So verse 4 again says that Moses rose early in the morning and built an altar at the foot of the mountain and 12 pillars according to the 12 tribes of Israel.
因为第四节继续说，那清早起来，在山下筑一座坛，按以色列十二支派立了十二根柱子。
Then he sent young men of the children of Israel who offered burnt offerings and sacrificed peace offerings of oxen to the Lord.
他又打发以色列孩子们中的少年人去献燔祭，又向耶和华献牛为平安祭。
So this is a particular day, the day when he came down from the mountain and he, excuse me, he built the altar early in the morning.
这个里面的。
And then he had the 12 pillars.
这个是个一个特别的一天，摩西从山上下来了，他清早起来，在山下筑了一座坛，又立了十二根柱子。
And he sacrificed peace offerings of oxen to the Lord.
他们用牛呢作为平安祭献给耶和华。
Verse 6, and Moses took half the blood and put it in basins.
第六节，摩西将血一半，盛在盆中。
What blood would that have been?
这是什么血?
Well, that had been the blood of the oxen.
这是牛的血。
So when he killed the oxen, he killed them in such a way that he could collect the blood.
所以他们杀那个牛，杀牛的方式呢，是他可以把那个血呢都收集起来。
He probably hung the oxen up by their hind legs.
所以呢，有可能呢，把那个牛呢，就把它的后腿吊起来。
So that they were hanging down with their head down from the top. They were held at the top and their head at the bottom.
所以呢，他们这样呢，他们的那个牛的后面在上面，头在下面。
And then they would slit his throat.
然后他们就会就是割他的喉咙。
What would happen to the blood?
那血会怎么样？
Well, it would all come down, wouldn't it?
都会流下来，是不是？
And so they put a bucket under the head of the oxen so to collect the blood.
所以他们呢，放了一个盆，放在那个牛头下面，这样就可以呢收集血。
How much blood was there?
那里有多少血？
Well, quite a lot.
也很多。
They collected it in basins, not just one bucket, but in many basins. This was a big amount of blood.
把它称在盆中，并不是说是很多，并不是桶中，这里应该有很多的盆，因为有很多的血。
And half the blood he sprinkled on the altar.
一半撒在坛上。
Why would he do that?
为什么要这么做?
Well, he said the blood has significance for God. We've offered it on the altar for God. Has significance for God.
这个对神来说是非常重要的。我们把它呢献在那个坛上，坛上呢对神呢是有重大意义的。
Then he took the book of the covenant and read it in the hearing of the people.
然后他又将约书念给百姓听。
So,What did he do? He reread, or he read again the laws that God had given them. He reminded them. He would say, "This is what God told you. This is what God said." And then he wrote out. Sorry, he read out what God had said.
所以他呢，其实呢，他把那个就是说神说的话呢，又重新读了一遍。重新读一遍呢，他就是说要提醒他们，让他们强调说，那就是神所说的话。你们都要照着去做。
And they said, all that the Lord has said, we will do and be obedient.
他们说耶和华一切所说的我们都必遵行。
How often have they said that?
他们有多经常说这句话。
Well, those are the same words as you got in chapter 3.
因为这个是那个第三章里同样的话。
They said it all over again.
他们一遍一遍地说。
But in this time,They said it in a ceremony.
这次呢，他们是在个仪式中说的。
And the ceremony was they sprinkled half the blood on the altar before God.
所以呢，这个仪式呢，是他们把那个就是公牛的一半的血呢，在神面前撒在祭坛上。
Verse 8, and Moses took the blood, sprinkled it on the people.And said, Behold, the blood of the covenant which the Lord has made with you according to all these words.
第八节说呢，摩西将血洒在百姓身上，说看哪，这是耶和华按着一切话与你们立约的血。
So what do you do with half the blood?
那么那下那一半血拿来做什么？
Sprinkled it on the altar.
所以那一半呢洒在祭坛上。
What do you do with the other half of the blood?
另一半血洒在哪里？
Sprinkled it on the people.
洒在人身上。
So if you were there, and Moses comes along, and he's got his bucket of blood, and he reaches in, and you got blood all over you.
所以如果你在那里的时候，那摩西呢？如果当时你在那里，摩西提一桶血来，就是那样，洒在你身上，你身上都是血了。
You probably said, but that's a new shirt.
你有可能说我这是新衣服了。
God says, I know it's a new shirt.
神说我知道你衣服是新的。
But God says, listen, this blood is important.
但神说那你听好了，这个血是非常重要的。
The logic of a covenant is this.
所以这个这个约的那个约的那个逻辑是这样的。
When they made a contract in the old days, the days of Moses, what they did was they took an animal and they cut it in half.
所以在摩西那个年代呢，他们呢要立约的时候呢，他们所做的呢，他们找到一个动物，把它切成两半。
And these two people have a contract and they're saying,、oh, we will do this, if you do this, I will do that, I will do this, you do that.
所以这两个人呢，他们会立一个约，他说呢，我做这个你就得必须做那个，你做那个我就必须做这个。
Then they cut the animal in half.
然后把动物切成两半。
And they sprinkled blood on this man and blood on that man.
然后把血洒在这个人身上，洒在那个人身上。
And then the two of them walked through the pieces of the animal, one half here, one half there. They walked down the middle.
他们两个人呢，就是说是因为那个动物被切成两半，一半在这边，一半在那边，他们两个人从中间穿过去。
And they say, if we don't live up to this contract, then this is what we deserve. You chop me in half.
他们说呢，如果我们不守这个约呢，那么我们就应该受到什么样的惩罚呢？你把我也切成两半。
We still make reference to that in our day. We talk about a contract of blood.
所以我们今天呢，仍然用这个做参考。我们谈到过这个血约。
And sometimes people will even do that. I think the bad guys have some pretty serious contracts.
所以有时候呢，有些人呢，他们甚至是这样去做。我认为那些坏人呢，他们有这样的一些坏的约。
And they don't just say sign here.
他并不是说你就签名。
They say, cut yourself, let the blood go, and sign in the blood, sign with the blood.
他们说呢，你把你那个自己割一下，把流出来血呢，用血来签字。
Was this important?
这个很重要吗？
God said, this is very important.
神说呢，这个非常重要。
We don't know how many oxen were killed, probably very many.
我们知道有多少头牛被杀了，有可能很多。
And the altar was sprinkled with half the blood, saying, God, you're responsible for doing your part of this contract.
因为那些血呢被洒在祭坛上，他们说那神呢，您呢负责呢您那一部分关于这个约。
And then the other blood was sprinkled on the people, and it was saying, you're responsible for doing your part of the contract.
另外一半的血呢洒在百姓身上，说你们的责任呢是你们要守你们这一部分。
What was the responsibility of the people?
那么百姓的那个责任是什么？
To do what God had said.
照着神说的话去做。
What was the responsibility of God?
那神的责任是什么？
To bless all the people as he said he would.
在那去赐福那些人，就是说按照他所说的，他会的。
That makes sense?
这个有道理吗？
Sure does.
当然有道理。
How's that relate to you and me?
这个对跟你我有什么样的关系呢？
Well, Jesus died on a cross once.
那主耶稣基督为我，在十字架上为我们死了一次。
And what happened when he died on the cross? His blood was shed.
因为在实际上我们死的时候呢发生什么呢他的血流出来了。
What happened to his blood?
他的血呢发生了什么
Well, the Bible says he took some of that blood and went into heaven with it. And it's there today, proving that God is going to fulfill the contractual obligations that he made with the people.
所以呢，圣经说呢，他把那个流出的血呢，拿了一部分拿到天堂去了。他现在仍然在天上，天堂呢，他说是要确保他对他的子民所说的，他要负起的责任，他要恢复起来。
And he takes the rest of the blood and he sprinkles it on you and on me and says, Harold, you are responsible now to do your part. You obey me, I will bless you.
因为他把其他的那些呢撒在那些信了他的人身上，他说：“还有人呢，你去把你的责任负起来，我会照着我说的去做，我会赐福给你的。”
And I say that's wonderful. Imagine God caring enough to bless me and to prove that He's going to bless me by letting Jesus' blood be the witness that He will bless me.
这个我说这个太奇妙了，神呢，他呢说的，他要赐福给我，赐福给我的话呢，但是呢，他呢就是要让主耶稣基督的那个宣血来保证他会赐福给我的。
All right, so back again now to verse 7. He took the book of the covenant and read in the hearing of the people, and they said, "All that the Lord has said, we will do and be obedient."
你讲回到第七节，他又将约书念给百姓听，他们说耶和华一切所说的，我都必遵行。
And As a consequence, Moses took the blood and sprinkled it onto the people who said that.
结果呢, 摩西将血洒在那些说这些话的人身上。
And he said, Behold, the blood of the covenant which the Lord has made with you according to all these words.
摩西说看哪,
Is the blood important?
这个血重要吗?
Yes.
是的。
It is the proof of the contract that God will bless his people and his people have a responsibility to believe him and to obey him.
这是一个那个证据，这个凭据呢，就是说是神会赐福给他的子民，那些子民呢，他们保证他们要去相信神，顺服神。
Verse 9, then Moses went up also, then Moses went up, also Aaron, Nadab, Abihu, and the 70 of the elders of Israel. So the 74 of them went up the mountain again.
这个里面的第九节，摩西、亚伦、拿达、亚比户，并以色列长老中的七十人都上了山，七十四个人再次上山。Verse
10, and they saw the God of Israel.
第十节，他们看见以色列的神。Now
we're told that no man could see the face of God and live, but they saw God, they saw the back part of God, they saw the action of God.
这里面我们被告知，那就是没有人能够见神的面还能活下来，所以他们看见神的背影，看见了神的工作。
Can you imagine seeing God?
你可以去想象一下看见神吗？
Absolutely amazing.
绝对奇妙的。
They saw God, but they also saw, verse 10 goes on, there was under his feet, as it were, a paved work of sapphire stone. And it was like the very heavens in its clarity.
这个里面呢，他们看见神，他们还看见什么？看见神，他神的脚下仿佛有平铺的蓝宝石，如同天体明镜。
So, what's a sapphire stone?
那蓝宝石是什么？
Sometimes women put a sapphire in a ring.
所以呢，有时候呢，那个妇女呢，把那个戒指上呢，镶上蓝宝石。
Anyone got a sapphire ring today?
今天有谁戴了蓝宝石的戒指吗?
What's the matter with you women?
你们这些女人,
None of you have a sapphire ring. Why don't you have a sapphire ring?
你们这些女的怎么了? 你们为什么没有一个人有那个蓝宝石的戒指呢?
You say, I can't afford it.
你说呢,
That's why too expensive.
你说我买不起，因为太贵了。
Okay, but if you had a sapphire ring, would you be proud of it?
所以如果你真有个蓝宝石的戒指，你会感到骄傲吗？ Would you take care of it? 你会呢，就是看顾它吗？
What if you saw pavement, not concrete, not asphalt, just pavement, and the pavement was pure sapphire?
所以如果呢，你看到一个平台，这平台呢？ 它不是那个水泥做的，也不是其他东西做的，是蓝宝石铺成的。
You would say, what?
你会说什么?
I've never seen anything like this.
我从来没见过这样的事情。
What kind of sapphire was it?
这是什么样的蓝宝石了?
It was like the very heavens in its clarity.
如同天体明镜。
Absolutely perfect sapphire pavement. And you can walk on it.
所以呢，绝对是那个纯净的、美丽的那个平铺的蓝宝石，你甚至可以在上面走路。Do
you think if you saw that, it would make an impression on you?
所以你认为你如果你见到了，你对这个会感到惊奇吗？
If that happened to you, would you forget the next day that it ever happened?
所以呢，如果那个发生呢，你会就是说忘记下第二天要发生的事情吗？
Would you forget the next year that it happened?
你会忘记下明年要发生的事情吗？
Would you forget when you were 75 that it happened to you when you were 25?
所以你会忘记，就是当你75岁的时候，你在25岁的时候发生的事情吗？
No, you would never forget it.
不会，你永远不会忘记。
They saw God walking on a sapphire pavement.
他们看见神走在那个贫铺的蓝宝石上。
Why did God do that?
神为什么要那么做呢？
To impress them with the fact that they had said, whatever God says, I will do.
让他们印象深刻，因为他们已经输了，神说什么，我们都必遵行。
Now that's the responsibility that we have to him.
这就是我们要对神负上的责任。
All right, now,we're going to come back to this when we get to chapter
32.
I don't want you to turn there now. We're going to get back to it. There'll be other things between now and then, but this was a very important moment in their life.
因为我们当呢到32节的时候，我们还要回到这里，这中间呢有些事情发生了，这在他们的人生中呢是非常重要的。我们现在不用翻到32章。
All right, let's keep reading. Verse 11. But on the elders, on the nobles of the children of Israel, he did not lay his hand, so they saw God and ate and drank.
第11节说呢，他的手不加害在以色列孩子的尊者身上，他们观看神，并且又吃又喝。
Verse 12. Then the Lord said to Moses, come up to me on this mountain and be there, and I will give you tablets of stone.And the law and commandments which I have written, that you may teach them.
第十二节说呢，耶和华对摩西说，你上山到我这里来，在那里我要将石板，并我所写的律法和诫命给你，使你可以教导他们。
So he went up the mountain, and Moses said to him, God said to Moses, Moses, I am going to give you a copy of those Ten Commandments.
因为他们呢上到山顶上呢，神对摩西说呢，摩西啊，我要给你那个就是说是我赐给你的十诫的一个复制版本。
And they're not going to be written on paper.
他们不会写在纸上。
They are going to be written in stone.
他们会写在石板上。
Can you imagine how that goes?
你可以想象那个怎么做吗？
If you want to write something in stone, what would you have to do?
如果你要在石头上写点什么，你必须怎么做
？You get a chisel and a hammer, and you go bash, bash, and you make a little break in the stone, and then you'd say, "Oh, I did it wrong." So you'd start again, bang, bang, and finally you could get something written in the stone.
因为你找个凿子，找个凿子，拿个锤子，锤子在石头上凿凿凿凿。但是有时候那你凿破了你又得重新来开始。那么说你这么做的时间长了，最终呢你可以凿点字在石头上。
Why would God have written it in stone?
神为什么要写在石板上？
Because it's important, that's why.
因为这是重要的，这就是为什么。
He says, I'll write it in stone. I don't want you to forget it. It's important. I've given you these Ten Commandments.
他说我要写在石头上，这是非常重要的，我不想你们忘记这十诫。
Verse 13, so Moses rose with his assistant Joshua, and Moses went up to the mountain of God.
第十三节，摩西和他的帮手约书亚起来，摩西上了神的山。
And he said to the elders, wait here for us until we come back to you.
因为摩西的众长老说，你们在这里等着，直到我们再回来。
He says, indeed, Aaron and Hur are with you.
他说看了，有亚伦、户尔与你们同在。
If any man has a difficulty, let him go to them.
人若有事，都可以到他们那里去。
Okay, that's pretty simple.
这个非常简单。
What's happening?
发生什么？
Moses is going up the mountain. These people are staying down below.
因为摩西呢要上山，这些人呢在下面等着。
Who's going to be there? Aaron will be there.
谁会在那里？亚伦会在这里。
Who else? Nadab and Abihu.
还有谁？内达和阿比户。
70 elders of the Israel.
所以呢，就是说是以色列人的70个长老。
What had they just seen?
他们刚看到什么？
They'd seen God and the sapphire pavement.
他们看到了神和贫铺的蓝宝石。
Okay. So Moses goes up the mountain, verse 15.
因为摩西上了山，第十五节。
Then Moses went up into the mountain, and a cloud covered the mountain.
第十五节，摩西上山，云彩把山遮盖。
Now the glory of the Lord rested on Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it 6 days.
第十六节说， 耶和华的荣耀停在西奈山， 云彩遮盖山六天。
Now, can you imagine a cloud covering the mountain for 6 days?
你可以想象一个那个云彩把山遮了六天吗？
And you say, sure.
你说是的。
A lot of people come to Vancouver, and they look up at the Grouse Mountain, and they've been here for a lot longer than 6 days, and they say, it's been raining all the time, I still haven't even seen the mountain.
因为很多人来到温哥华，来到温哥华呢，他们看到那个松鸡山，他们说了，哎，这里一天天下雨，天天下雨，六天了，我从来没见过松鸡山。
But that's not what verse 16 says.
这不是16节所说的。
It says, now the glory of the Lord rested on Mount Sinai.
他说神的荣耀停在西奈山。
They saw the cloud, but they also saw the glory.
他们看到了云彩，同样呢也看到了荣耀。
Sometimes when you go through life, you'll see a cloud, and you'll be confused.
因为有时候呢，在你的人生中呢，你就会看到云，看到云的时候呢，你会困惑。
But if you keep looking, you'll often see the glory as well. God is real, and he will often give glory.
这个里面就是说，但是如果你一直仰望，你就会看到荣耀。荣耀是因为神呢，他是现实的，他会让，他是神是真的，他会让你看到他的荣耀的。
He said, and on the seventh day, he called to Moses out of the midst of the cloud.
第十六节说，那第七天，他从云中召摩西。
Verse 12, the Lord said to Moses, come up to me.
第十二节呢，摩西对耶和华的摩西说，你上山到我这里来。
Verse 16, and on the seventh day, he called to Moses out of the midst of the cloud.
第十六节说呢，第七天，他从云中召摩西。
What was Moses doing for the other 6 days?
另外的六天，摩西在干什么？
He was sitting on the mountain waiting for God.
他是坐在山下呢等神。
What would you do if you waited for God for 6 days?
因为如果你呢等神等了六天，你会做什么？
Would you get impatient?
你会失去耐心吗？
Would you begin to think a little bit?
你会去稍微想一想吗？
Do you think he might have said, God maybe is waiting because he wants me to prepare to meet God.
所以你认为他是不是在想呢？神想要我等待，是要我做好准备去遇见神呢？
Do you think Moses maybe did a little praying during those 6 days?
你认为就是摩西在那六天中间，他有没有做小小的祷告呢？
Or do you think he did a lot of praying during those 6 days?
或者是认为他在那六天里做了大量的祷告呢？
All right, verse 17, the sight of the glory of the Lord was like a consuming fire on the top of the mountain in the eyes of the children of Israel.
第十七节说，耶和华的荣耀在山顶上，在以色列的孩子眼前，形状如烈火。
So they were down in the valley. They looked on the up on the mountain. They could see the cloud.
他们在山谷里，他们往上看山，他们能看到云彩。
They saw the glory of the Lord.
他们看到神的荣耀。
But the glory of the Lord was like a consuming fire.
神的荣耀呢，形状如烈火。
That's very important.
这个非常重要。
God's glory is like a consuming fire.
神的荣耀形状如烈火。
What does consuming fire imply?
所以烈火呢是
Burning up the bad stuff, that's what it implies.
把坏东西烧尽, 这就是他所暗示的。
Would you remember that? God's glory happens when he consumes the bad stuff with his fire.
你们要记住, 当神的荣耀呢, 出现的时候呢, 他是在烧灭那些
You ever lost some bad stuff?
你有没有失掉一些坏的东西?
That's good. That's the glory of the Lord.
这是好的, 这是神的荣耀。
Verse 18, so Moses went up into the midst of the cloud, and went up into the mountain. And Moses was in the mountain 40 days and 40 nights.
18节，摩西进入云中上山，在山上40昼夜。
Why 40 days and 40 nights?
为什么40昼夜呢？
Well, I guess several reasons. One is because it's important to spend a long time with God.
我认为有很多重要的原因，其中一个呢，就是说是，跟神呢待长一点是非常重要的。
Some people say I prayed for 10 minutes.
有些人说呢，我祷告了十分钟。
Other people say I went to church and the man preached for 45 minutes.
另外一些人说呢，我去教会，那个人讲道讲了45分钟。
How much time does God deserve?
神呢，他配得多少时间？
A whole lot more than 10 minutes or 45 minutes.
远远超过10分钟或者45分钟。
And Moses was with him for 40 days and 40 nights.
所以摩西呢与神同在呢40个白天40个夜晚。
Alright, so now we're going to start chapter 25.
我们要开始学习第25章。
And the chapters that we're going to study now, 25 and onward, they areWhat God did and told Moses during those 40 days and 40 nights.
所以第25章呢，就是说是是啊，被告知呢，就是在那40昼夜里，神告诉摩西要做的事情。
So what was happening on the mountain?
在山上发生了什么呢？
Chapters 25 to 31.
所以呢，25章到31章。
What's happening down on the world, on the, in the, down in the valley with Aaron and the people?
所以在下面山谷里呢，亚伦和百姓呢，他们身上发生了什么呢？
That's chapter 32. We'll get to it when we get there. But there's two things going on now. God in the mountain with Moses and people down in the world.
那就是32章要告诉我们的，当我们学到那里的时候，那么实际上呢，神和摩西呢，就是说是在那个山上待了那一段时间呢，然后在同时那个时间呢，在下面世界上发生的是什么
？All right, and the story with Moses on the mountain is wonderful.
那个摩西在山上的故事是非常美的。
And the story with the people and Aaron down below is terrible.
第一呢，就是那个亚伦和在下面百姓的在山谷里的那个故事是可怕的。
All right, so chapter 25 now.
第25章。
Then the Lord spake to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, that they bring me an offering. From everyone who gives it willingly with his heart, you shall take my offering.
第一节，第二十五章第一节是耶和华告诉摩西说，第二节告诉以色列孩子们将奉献拿给我，凡甘心乐意的，你们就可以收下归我。
All right, so where does it all begin? It begins with the people bringing an offering to God.
所以这一切从哪里开始的呢？开始是人们呢把祭物带来给神。
Is that reasonable?
就是有道理吗
？Yeah.
是。
What's the history of these people?
这些人在干什么
they were slaves in Egypt for hundreds of years.
所以他们在埃及做奴隶啊几百年了。
God delivered them from their slavery and from Egypt. They went through the Red Sea and they came here to Sinai. Was that a big deal?
所以神呢把他们呢从那个埃及的奴隶下给拯救出来了，让他们穿过了红海，这里他们来到了旷野，在西奈山下，这是个大事吗
？Absolutely marvelous.
绝对奇妙。
They've been slaves for all those years. How much money did they save while they were slaves?
他们呢在那里就是做奴隶，在他们做奴隶时候，他们存了多少钱呢
？None.
一点都没有。
How much money did they have when they came out of Egypt?
他们从埃及出来的时候，他们有多少钱
？Lots of it.
很多。
How did they get it?
他们怎么得到的
？God gave it to them on the way out.
所以呢，在他们出来的时候，神赐给他们的。
Do you think they were thankful?
你认为他们感恩吗
？Yeah, they were.
是。
God says, "Bring me an offering." They said, "Well, that's the least we could do." You give me all this, yes, I'll give you, I'll bring you an offering. Verse 3, this is the offering which you shall take from them, gold, silver, bronze, blue, purple, scarlet, fine linen thread, goat's hair, ram skins dyed red, badger skins, acacia wood, oil for the light, species for the anointing oil and for the sweet incense, onyx stones, and stones to be set in the ephod and in the breastplate, and let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them.
刚才读的是第三节到第八节，第三节说这是他们要带的礼物，所要收的奉献就是金银铜蓝色紫色朱红色线细麻山羊毛染红的红羊皮獾皮。 照荚木、点灯的油、并做膏油的香的香料、玛瑙和别的宝石，可以镶嵌在以弗的额和胸牌上，又让他们为我造一个圣所，使我可以住在他们中间。That
makes sense?
这个有道理吗？
Sure, God's saying, listen, I brought you out here, but there's something, I've got plans, you know. I got plans. I would like you to build me a place, a sanctuary that I can dwell among you.
神说呢，我把你们救出来，把你们带到这里，但是呢，我在你们身上呢有一个计划。我的计划呢，我要你们建造一个圣所，所以我可以住在你们中间。So
he said, I want you to build me a house, and I'm going to live in it.
他说呢，我要你们给我建一座房子，我会住在里面。Now
why did God save you?
神为什么要拯救你呢？
He saved Israel
他拯救以色列,
in order that they would build him a house. Why did God save you?
那么他拯救以色列呢, 就是以便他们可以跟他建一个圣所, 那么神呢,
in order that you could build him a house.
所以以便你可以跟他建造房子。
Where do you want to live?
你要他住在哪里?
Right there.
住在你内心。
Where else does he want to live?
他想住在其他什么地方?
Well, he wants to live in the assembly of his people.
他想住在这个, 教堂, 教会里, 在他的子民中间。
Okay, so if he's going to live in your house, what's he want in order to live there?
意思就是, 如果他想住在你的房子里, 那么他想要什么, 以便他可以住进去。
Well, he says, frankly, I'd like kind of a nice place to live in.
意思就是你说呢, 坦率说, 我想一个非常漂亮的地方去住。
So, I'm going to come in and live in your heart. I want you to clean it up, please. I don't want to mess in there. I'd like you to clean it up.
他说，我想神说，我想住在你的内心里，但是呢，我要你把你的内心洁净。我不想你的内心里呢，就是说一片脏乱差。我不想住在那里。And
then he says, and I've given you all kinds of things. I want you to take those good things that I've given you and use them to prepare for me a nice place to live in your heart.
所以呢，说呢，我呢，拯救你，赐给你那么多好东西，我要你让，哎，你把所有赐给你的那些好东西呢，在你的内心呢，准备好一个地方，让我来住。
Well, you basically say, I'm amazed. God wants to live in my heart.
你说呢?
Why would he ever choose my heart to live in?
所以你说呢，我感到非常的惊奇。神呢，他想要住在我的内心里，他为什么要选择住在我的内心里呢？
And you probably can't answer that question, but you say, I believe it, and therefore you say, I am going to clean up my heart so that.
你有可能呢，就是说是啊，你呢不理解那一点。你说呢？但是呢，啊，我理，但是我知道呢，我要把我的内心洁净，让他来住。
So what kinds of stuff does he expect that you'll be building into your heart for him?
现在什么样的东西他呢，指望你在你的内心建造出来，以便他可以住呢？
Gold, silver, bronze, blue, purple, scarlet, and on it goes.
因为里面呢, 金银铜蓝色紫色朱红色线细麻山羊毛。
What do you know about them?
你的这些了解多少
？Expensive，
非常贵。
What's God want you to build into your life? Cheap stuff for Him or expensive stuff for Him?
神呢，想要你在你的人生里为他建造什么呢？是便宜的东西呢，还是非常贵重的东西呢
？Now Paul picks this up in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 or 7.
所以呢，使徒保罗呢，在哥林多前书六章或者七章里呢，把这个捡起来了。
Probably 3, as I recollected.
所以呢，我就是再想了一下，可能是第三章。
But he says, I want you to build gold, silver, precious stone, not wood.And hay and stubble.
这里面他说呢，我要你们建造呢，用金银铜金银宝石，而不是草木和秸。
All right. So, verse 9 goes on now. He says, "According to all that I show you, that is the pattern of the tabernacle and the pattern of all its furnishings, just so you shall make it."
第九节说呢，制造帐幕和其中一切器具都要按照我所指示你的样式。
So if you're going to build a place for God in your heart, what kind of how are you going to do it? What's the model? What are you going to build there?
比如，如果你要想在你的内心给神建造一座房子呢，那么说你怎么去建造什么类型的，是什么样，照着什么样的样板去做呢
？And you're going to build what the Bible says, aren't you? You're
going
to build according to the pattern, and this is the pattern.
你要照着圣经里的去做，是不是？你要照这个模板去做，这个就是模板。
So you're going to say, Lord, I want to build what you want me to build. I'm going to read my Bible in order to learn how to be the kind of person you want me to be. I want you to be happy in my life.
所以你说主啊，我要建造您想要我去建造的，我要去读圣经，读圣经呢，我要成为呢，就是是你要我成为的那样的人，我要您在我的生命里呢，非常的喜悦。
We've learned before, we're going to keep learning. Our God is a God of detail.
所以我们要一直学习，学习我们知道呢，我们的神呢是细节的神。
The detail is in the pattern and everywhere else with our God.
所以呢，这个细节是我们的神，在其他的任何地方的这样的一个模板。
So the simple objective is, I want to do God's work, God's way.
所以呢，简单的目标是呢，我要做神的工，用神的方式去做。
I don't want to do what I want to do. I want to do what God wants me to do.
我不想去做我想要做的事情，我想要做的是神要想要我做的。
And I don't want to do what God wants me to do my way. I want to do what God wants me to do His way.
我不想呢，就是神要我去做的事情呢，按照我的方式去做。我想要呢，神要我去做的事情，按照他的方式去做。
So God's the boss, and you go to Him in the morning and you say, "What do you want me to do today, boss?"
所以呢，神是老板，你早晨呢去找你老板，你找到神面前，说老板今天干什么
？So I got a friend.
我一个朋友。
And he worked for, actually he worked for the government.
所以实际上他在政府工作。
And his boss came to him one day and said, "We got a problem."
他老板有一天来找他说，我们有麻烦了。
He said, "I want you to write a letter to that particular individual, and this is what I want you to say."
所以呢，我要你写一封信给那个特别的那个人，这是我要你在信中说的。
So my friend went and wrote a letter.
所以我的朋友就去写了一封信。
And handed it to his boss for signature.
所以呢，交给他老板签字。
And his boss said to him, "This letter is not what I told you to say."
老板说这封信并不是我告诉你要说的话写的。
He said to him, "You've got a choice."
你有个选择。
You can go back and write that letter according to the instructions I gave you, or you can quit or be fired.
那你有个选择，你回去照着我的原话把信写出来，或者说你可以辞职，或者被炒鱿鱼。
You do not have the right.To write that letter the way you want it written. I told you how to write it, you write it.
所以你没有权利去按照你自己的想法去写那封信。我告诉你写什么，你就写什么。
So what do you think he did?
你认为他做了什么？
He wrote, went back and rewrote the letter, and he's still working for the government.
今天回去呢，重新写了那封信，今天呢，还在政府工作。
Okay, so that's what God is saying. I want you to follow the pattern that I have for you.
这就是神说的，我要你们呢，照着我这样的一个样式去做。
First thing he says, and they shall make an ark of acacia wood. 2.5 cubits shall be the length, 1.5 cubits its width, and 1.5 cubits its height.
第十节说，你他们要用凿胶木做一个柜子，长2寸半，宽1寸半，高1肘半。
And you shall overlay it with pure gold, inside and out. You shall overlay it, and shall make it on.Make on it a molding of gold all round.
第十一节说，你要里外包上金金四围，镶上金边牙。
And you shall cast 4 rings of gold for it, and put them in its 4 corners. 2 rings shall be on one side, 2 rings on the other side.
你要铸4个金环，安在柜的4角上，这边2环，那边2环。
And you shall make poles of acacia wood and overlay them with gold.
所以你要用照夹木做2根杠，用金包裹。
You shall put the poles into the rings on the sides of the ark, that the ark may be carried by them.
你要把杠穿在柜旁的环内，以便抬柜。
The poles shall be in the rings of the ark; they shall not be taken from it.
这杠要插在柜的环内，不可抽出来。
And you shall put into the ark the testimony that I will give you.
你必将我所要赐给你的见证放在柜里。
And what would you do?
那你怎么做？
You'd say yes, sir.
你说是的，先生。
That's what you want. That's what. Do you think they knew what that ark was going to mean and do?
也就是你想要的，我就这么做。你认为他们知道那个柜的意义是什么吗
？No, I don't think they understood.
不，我不认为他们理解。
I don't think Moses understood.
我也不认为摩西知道。
All I know is that they were told to do that, and they did that.
所以呢，所有我知道的那时候，他们被告知要那么做，他们那么做了。
I think we understand why today far more than Moses did when he was alive.
所以呢，我就是知道为什么今天呢，他们呢做的事情远远超过摩西活着时候做的事情。
But Moses was humble enough that he did what God told him to do, even though he didn't understand it like you and I might.
所以呢，摩西呢，他呢足够的谦卑，他是照着神的话去做，就算他不理解，就像你我不理解一样。
I feel very sad.
我感到非常的悲伤。
In the back room, I've got a model of this ark.
在后面那个房子，我有这个柜的那个一个模型。
And I didn't bring it out to show you.
我并没有带来给你们看。
I'm sorry.
抱歉。
Next week, if you remind me, and I don't forget, next week I will show you what it looked like.
下个星期
It's a little model about this big, and we'll show it to you next week, Lord willing.
下个星期，如果你们大家提醒我，我没忘掉，我会带来，带来给大家看。这个都是一个小的模型，我会给大家看。
Now God had many, many plans for that ark.
其实呢，在那个柜呢，有很多很多的计划。
But they didn't understand.
他们就不理解。
What is going to happen, and I'll tell you ahead of time.The ark is going to be the place where God says, I will dwell there.
所以呢，我提前告诉大家，这个约柜呢，就是神呢告诉他们，神要住在那个柜子。
Not that that is the only place he would dwell, but he said, I'm going to dwell there. That's where the symbol of my presence will be there.
他这个并不是他唯一的住的地方，但是神说呢，我不会住在那里，对你们来说呢是一个象征。
And you can put rings on the side and a pole down the middle so that 4 men could carry it. 1 man on each end of the 2 poles.
因为你可以把那个环呢放在两边，4个环，然后把那个杠呢插进去，4个人呢就可以把它抬起来，4个人呢一边2个。
And they could then march through the land with the people. When the people moved, the ark would move. And they would follow the ark. The priest would take the ark, and it would go, and the people would follow the ark.
这个里面呢，让他们呢，就是在行军的时候呢，这个他们可以抬着那个约柜呢行军。那么呢，人们走到哪里呢？那个约柜可以抬到哪里的那些百姓呢，都跟从着那个约柜。
And so people would come to them in the morning, and they would be marching, and they would say, "Where are you going?"
所以呢，人们呢早晨起来，他们要行军，行军的话呢，他们说你要去哪里？
And the people would say, "We don't know. We're following the ark. Wherever the ark goes, we go." Da 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 da.
那百姓说呢，我们不知道哪里去做，但是约柜走到哪里，我们就跟到哪里。Da da da da.
What a wonderful life!
这个多么奇妙的人生呢！
All right, verse 16 again.
再次十六节。
You shall put into the ark the testimony which I give you. That is the Ten Commandments, the laws.
你必将我所要赐给你的见证放在柜里，那个就是说十诫。
All right, you shall make a mercy seat of pure gold, 2.5 cubits shall be the length, and 1.5 cubits the width of it.
因为你要用金金做施恩座，或者说怜悯座，长2.5轴，宽1.5轴。
And you shall make 2 cherubim of gold, of hammered work. You shall make them at the 2 ends of the mercy seat.
你要用金子锤出2个基路伯来，安在施恩座的两头。
Make 1 cherub at 1 end and the other cherub at the other end. You shall make the cherubim at the 2 ends of it, all of 1 piece with the mercy seat.
第十节就是说，这头要做一个基路伯，那头要做一个基路伯，二基路伯要连一起在施恩座的两头。
All right, so sometime we've got to teach a little ESL.
有时候呢，我们教一下那个 ESL.
So we've got cherubim here.
我们这里有那个基路伯。
And we've got the word cherub.
我们有那个基路伯。
What's the difference between cherub and cherubim?
那么 cherub 和 cherubim 有什么区别？
Cherub is singular.
Cherub 是单数。
Cherubim is plural.
Cherubim 是复数。
So we would talk about an angel and angels.
我们会谈到呢一个 angel, angels.
These verses are talking about cherub and cherubim.
这些经文谈到的是 cherub 和 cherubim。
So in the Hebrew language, the plural ends with im. In English, the plural ends with s.
所以在希伯来文里呢，这个复数呢，它结尾是 im。那么说呢，在英文里呢，那个复数结尾呢加一个 s。
All right. So, what were cherubs?
那么 cherub 在哪里？
They were very senior angels.
他们是非常高阶的天使。
Senior angels whose job, among other things, was to protect.
所以呢，就是说是高阶的天使呢，他们除了其他的工作以外呢，他们是要保护。
So what you now have is this ark.
那么你现在有了这个约柜。
And it's got the poles in it. It's lifted up, and it's a chest that's I can't remember its size. 2.5 cubits long and 0.5 cubit wide. No, 1.5 cubits wide.
因为这里呢有那个约柜，你有两个杠子插在里面，上面呢一个2.5轴，宽1.5轴长。
So a cubit and a half would be a little more than 2 feet.
因为1.5轴呢大概又是2英尺多一点。
And 2.5 cubits would be
所以2.5轴是
a little more than 4 feet,
差不多4英尺。
So you got this box, 2 feet wide, 4 feet long.
你有这样的一个就是说是盒子，那么说呢2英尺宽，4英尺长。
But it had a lid on it.
那上面那个盖子。
And the lid was the mercy seat.
盖子上的是施恩座。
And over the mercy seat, you had 2 cherubim.
在那个圣座上，你有2个基路伯。
And the mercy seat was all gold.
所以这个圣座呢，全部都是金子的。
and rising out of the mercy seat with that same piece of gold were two cherubim that were folded back like that.
对，那就是说，在那个施恩座上的那块金子，用同一块金子往上做起来的是两个基勒伯，他们这样的对着。
All right, and they were, verse 18, you shall make two cherubim of gold of hammered work. You shall make them at the two ends of the mercy seat. Make one cherub at one end, the other cherub at the other end. You shall make the cherubim at the two ends of it.Of one piece with the mercy seat.
第十八节说呢，你要用金子锤出两个基勒伯来，按在施恩座的两头，这头做一个基勒伯，那这头做一个基勒伯，那头做一个基勒伯，二基勒伯要连一块在施恩座的两头。
And the cherubim shall stretch out their wings above, covering the mercy seat with their wings.And they shall face one another. The faces of the cherubim shall be toward the mercy seat.
二基勒伯要高张翅膀遮掩施恩座，那个遮掩施恩座，基勒伯要脸对脸朝着施恩座。
You shall put the mercy seat on top of the ark, and in the ark you shall put the testimony that I will give you.
你要将施恩座安在柜的上面，又要将我所给你的见证放在柜里。
So that's what you're to build.
这就是你要建造的。
Now interesting, there's two things of significance, many others, but one is that the tables of the law were in there. 10 commandments were in there.
那就是有两个非常重要的事情在那里，其中一个呢就是说是那个十诫的那个石板在里面。
What does the Ten Commandments teach us? These are the 10 things that you must do.
因为十诫教导我们什么呢？这就是十件事情你们必须照着做的。
But on top of that was the mercy seat.
但在上面呢是施恩座。
Why was it called a mercy seat?
为什么要称为施恩座或者怜悯座呢？
Because the people didn't obey the Ten Commandments, that's why.
这些人们呢，他们不遵守十诫，这就是为什么。
And so, you've got the Ten Commandments, this is what God says you must do.
所以你有这个十诫，这就是神说的你必须要做的。
And then on top of that is the mercy seat, which says, I will love you and help you in spite of the fact that you haven't done what you should have done.
第六个里面呢就是说、你有那个怜悯座，施恩座在上面，他这个意思呢就是说是、我会爱你们，我会帮助你们，尽管呢你们没有做到你们要做的事情。
And then on top of that you got the cherubim, who are pictures of the presence and the power of God looking down on the mercy seat to forgive people who had sinned according to the law that was below.
比如里面呢，你在上面有两个那基勒伯，基勒伯呢，他这个就是说是往下看呢，他就是说实际上你看着施恩座，这是神的力量、神的大能和神的出现在上面。他们呢，就是看着在下面，就是看着下面的实践，尽管你们做不到，神仍然给你们施怜悯。
Three simple things about God. Number one, the tables of stone, the law of God.
所以呢，三件简单的关于神的事。第一个呢，就是说是那个石板，十诫的石板。
Number two, the mercy seat, the forgiveness of God.
所以呢，第二个呢，就是说是施恩座或者说怜悯座是神的赎罪。
Number three, the cherubim, the picture of the help and the protection of God.
所以第三个呢，就是基勒伯，基勒伯这是一个图景，关于呢神的那个帮助和神的保护。
Okay, Moses, did you get all that?
摩西，这个你都听到了吗？
I think Moses probably said, I don't understand it all, Lord, but I'm going to try to make sure that it's built that way.
因为摩西也许说呢，主啊，我不完全理解，但是我要试图确保按照那个方式去做。
Verse 22 explains it now.
就在22节现在的解释。
God says, there I will meet with you.
也就是说。
Ark that we're building. I will meet with you. I will speak with you from above the mercy seat, from between the two cherubim which are on the ark of the testimony. I will speak to you of all things which I will give you in commandment to the children of Israel.
第二句说我要在那里与你相会，那里就是这个约柜，又要从见证柜怜悯座上二基路伯中和你说我所要吩咐你传给以色列孩子们的一切事情。
God says, I will be there, and the purpose I'm there is, I want to speak to you.
所以神说呢，我要在那里，我在那里的原因是呢，我要和你说话。
Isn't that wonderful? What God wants to do? God wants to speak to you.
这个是不是很奇妙呢？就是说是神呢，他想要做什么呢？他想要和你说话。
God wants to speak to me.
神想要和我说话。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What a privilege.
多么大的荣幸。
All right, so that's the first thing that they were to do. They said, God said, you've come out of Egypt. I am going to want to speak to you. You've got to make a place for me to speak to you.
这个里面就是他们从那个埃及出来以后呢要做的第一件事情。那么神说呢，我要和你说话，和你说话呢，所以你们要造一个地方，那个以便呢，我可以在那个地方和你们说话。
All right, well, let's.As far as time will let us go today, and that's the end of that first, we call it the first article of furniture in the tabernacle.
这个里面呢就是说是时间呢只允许我们讲到这里，讲这里我们把这个称之为呢就是是那个帐幕里的第一套家具。
Amen. Let's have a word of prayer.
我们来祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you, The children of Israel, Lord, they were a good people and they followed God in that they made this article, this altar, and we're thankful that they did.
主主啊，我们感谢您，感谢以色列人，他们都是一些好人，他们呢，就是说是按照神所说的话来做了这些东西。
And Lord, if they were given instructions as to what they should make so that God could live amongst them, we pray that each of us will say, Lord, would you please make a place in my heart for you to live with me?
主啊，就是如果您呢，就是赐给以色列人他们这样的指示呢，让他们建造一个地方呢，可以让您呢居住的话呢，愿我们每个人说呢，主啊，愿我们在自己心里也造一个地方，让您可以住进来。
And we ask these things now, giving thanks for your kindness to us. We ask it in Jesus' name.
所以我们祈求这些呢，就是向您的慈爱呢献上感恩。我们祈求这些是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.